Blog Talk Radio.
Rock. So to my show today, talking about Max Anti-Aging Studies Affirmed. You know what I'm talking about. So article I read today, Life Extension Magazine, talked about the blueberry boost to longevity. So, and so what this study or article that talked about is simply going above and beyond what calorie restriction has already provided on top of. So generally it was thought that, you know, or has been known that when you are on a calorie-restricted diet, you increase lifespan. But it's hard to get additional gains from other things while you're on calorie restriction. Well, in the article, it walks you through how actually some gains are made on top of calorie restriction. So those rats that were on a calorie restricted diet and were fed blueberries actually lived longer than those that were just on a calorie restricted diet. So what is it in the blueberries that went ahead and did that? Well, the problem is in the article is that they go through and start attributing the success to, let's say, DNA repair. So repairing the strands in the DNA, etc., which I don't think is really the cause for the increase in longevity. It also goes on to say that there is an increase in some of your internal antioxidant systems like SOD, so superoxide dismutase catalase. And it simply states in there that it's modulating genes that impart cells with their own protective mechanism, which I guess is in generality is true. Not one step, however, does it mention that NRF2, the transcription factor, actually makes this happen or helps this happen. So it's a combination of the interaction between, let's say, a polyphenol and NRF2. So anyway, article continues to go on about kind of the protection, the increase in immune cells, cardiovascular health, and the like. And but what I really didn't get out of it was a couple things. One is that I don't think they really got that it wasn't just the anthocyanins, which I always have a hard time saying that word, blueberry anthocyanins, but more specifically it's the delphinidins, and they didn't talk about that. I'm not sure if they understand the chemical structure of the delphinidin and why this really is the strongest polyphenol probably on the planet, bar none. And the real reason why, which again confuses me since they wrote big articles on AMP kinase, is really because it increases AMP kinase, therefore longevity, and that being the polyphenols and specifically the delphinidin. So, huge article about blueberries. Now, here's another interesting fact. So, when you take a look at calorie restriction, for the longest time, everyone knew that was the only proven strategy that actually extended life in all cases. And, of course, you know, you have a bunch of things going on at the cellular level, like increase in superoxide dismutase, glutathione from an antioxidant standpoint. And then you also had, it also has anti-inflammatory properties by reducing calories, to reducing insulin levels, which reduces calorie intake. And it also does increase your AMP kinase levels, which is essentially just cellular energy that leads to, you know, vastly superior metabolism. And so, essentially, your AMP kinase activator goes up. So now you have more cellular energy, more ATP, more AMP kinase. So what's interesting, though, is in the studies, again, it was blueberries that were given. So when you take a look at the blueberry, it has, let's say, delphinidin content, which is a polyphenol. What it doesn't talk about is the fact that the bilberry, for example, would have probably, if that's true, it's the delphinidin blueberry, the bilberry would have probably given you a better result. Why? Because it has seven times more than a delphinidin as, let's say, a blueberry, American blueberry. And more importantly, why not take the best of best, which is monkey? Why? Because it has 14 times the amount of the blueberry. So the article was interesting, but what it showed me was, well, first of all, I'm not going to eat a bunch of blueberries every day, probably regardless of the longevity benefit. I mean, obviously, I would try to incorporate them, number one. Number two, would it be nice to know that with the delta it is within the blueberry, to know, to, let's say, try to search out then what would have higher amounts of delphinidins, higher concentration of delphinidins, and the blueberry. Of course, it's great to know that Barry Sears, the master, he has identified the delphinidin long ago and now creates a product without any additional sugars, which in the article it does mention that being too much, blueberries tend to offset the benefits of blueberry consumption. So probably the sugar content, right, leading to higher levels of not calorie restriction, A, we take higher levels in, obviously, and also probably mostly due to the increased sugar, which then increases insulin, causing inflammation. Therein lies a big part of the reason why you age in the first place, which is inflammation. So you're kind of a, you know, it's just weird when you read these articles because because life extension identifies and targets certain, all types of different mechanisms in the kind of in the anti-aging arena. You know, that being amkinase, they talk about cytokines, they talk about, you know, TNF, IL-6. But what's interesting, when you read the article, you don't really get the notion or the comfort level that they really understand this. And again, I mean, the fact that not a lot was attributed to the increase in amkinase in these animals that probably led to more longevity on top of, let's say, the anti-inflammatory benefits. So when I read it, I'm thinking, okay, so you're missing the boat here. First of all, from the mechanisms involved, the cause, and also then too from the fact that you could be going after, mention, hey, you know, if a blueberry is good, then a bilberry has got to be great, and if a bilberry is good, then a mockingbird has got to be, you know, superb, top of the line. And by the way, it is. You know, and it also talked about, you know, the cancer prevention and ultraviolet DNA damage protection. And again, it does have a lot of protective properties that would lead to, let's say, protection against just DNA from, I don't know, ultraviolet rays or cancer. And a lot of times, if you've ever read through any of the Zone series of books, you'll find that the mechanisms aren't necessarily what people think they are. And the one thing is that when you talk about aging, you have to include transcription factors, because transcription factors are genetic switches. So they're the things turning things on and off. And they're as a consequence of consuming certain amounts of food, certain types of food, and specifically now with the higher concentrations, certain and specific supplements. So that you really, and the reason why that's important is not just a study, it's to know the why. And I know that I'm kind of preaching to the choir, but once you understand why, it's much easier then to pursue the strategy, because then you can refine it, make it more powerful. And by the way, I mean, in the article, again, talking about calorie restriction, well, no, who's going to really practice a regimen of calorie restriction? I mean, I don't think anyone would want to live life that way. But if you could get best of both worlds, meaning not starving to death by following, let's say, the Zone. Now, there's Zone pasta, 300 calories a day. More importantly, you're full for up to 5 hours, not starving. Brain's getting the glucose you needed, but it still is a calorie-restricted diet. Boom, iced onto the polyphenol contents. Now you've got science where it's razor sharp in how it how they are able to refine out purified polyphenol extracts and deliver without sugar just the polyphenol constituents, which is the driver behind all of these health benefits. So that's why it's important to know, right? And so you want to know not just generalized, oh, DNA damage repair or, oh, cancer prevention. You want to know why. And just by stating the fact that DNA was not damaged or there was less cell proliferation is more of a consequence than it is cause. So it's important to know the cause for those reasons. Now, you know, the other interesting thing about this article is that they talked about, you know, the quantity. Say 350 grams a day, about 3/4 pounds was used in these studies. Well, we can very seriously concentrate the maki. So again, 14 times the amount of delphinidins, the blueberry, you would have to eat, like, some god-awful amount of blueberries, just 5 pounds a day or some crazy amount to get that amount. And of course, that then leads to a lot of sugar consumption and more calories, et cetera. And so again, now you've got high amounts of delphinidin, not just I have a hard time saying the word anthocyanin, but delphinidins. So not just a generalized category, but a specific category. And we're able to do this now without any negative side effect, which is amazing, which means poof, you take it, it's water soluble and absorbed rapidly into the blood or into the body. So you don't have to rely on consuming just kind of weird cycles of either A, calorie restriction, or B, polyphenols. Boom, we've got zone foods, or can make zone meals for the calorie restriction without hunger deprivation, as Barry says. So best of both worlds. The other interesting part about this issue of life extension, so I guess I'm plugging for life extension here, even though I'm really plugging for zone, because I'm far vastly superior in its approach, in that it concentrates, or it, what's the better word, it prioritizes what to do. It doesn't just list all the things that they think aging is, and then applying then a supplement to each regimen, which, by the way, in the article, which I want to talk about in a minute, did with Rick Rosner, where it says, well, what do you do every day? Well, I do this because of that. And most people say, well, I do this for this and that for that. But in reality, when you look at it, when you look at a situation, you would look at it, I think, more spatially, more geometrically, which is, okay, first of all, if you're doing one thing, does it already do those other things? And to what degree? Then once you know how much it's doing it and to what degree, then you move on to, okay, then I would add on top of it only the amount required to get any additional benefit without leading me to diminished returns for doing a bunch of things that then A is already being done by something else, like, let's say, the diet, which in the interview, he says that diet alone doesn't work. Well, how would you know? I mean, how would you know if you didn't have the right diet? It's like saying, oh, I ate a chocolate diet and it didn't work. Well, yeah, I mean, because it assumes, again, you know what the right diet is. And to know what the right diet is, you would have to know the biochemistry. And the problem with that whole genius thing, which I'm sure the guy is that knowledge being therefore way more important than intelligence in this case. Of course, it would require a certain amount of intelligence to understand what was right and what was wrong. And which leads me to think, if Rick Rosner, being the genius that he is, doesn't talk about the zone, either A, doesn't care about aging and wellness, or B, he didn't understand the zone when he read it. And I can't believe that because it's irrefutable when you read it. And I say irrefutable in that, number one, I do understand the science intimately, and the zone's never lost a battle when it comes to comparing it with any other diet, if you're just the type that looks at studies and not science. And I don't mean the science of, one biochemical pathway, but the whole science. All the pathways being driven by hormones to enzymes, down to the and leading to the inflammatory oxidation and glycation pathways. So that being the kind of creme de la creme of understanding for for wellness, primarily driven by inflammation and anti-inflammation therefrom. So that was what was interesting, but I'll get to that. And again, when I read through the list, I read through the list of the things that he does, which again, he's not, I understand he's not an expert in the field, but it seems like he went through it by way of identifying all the things and then finding something that then affects that thing, like, AMP kinase. So on that note, AMP kinase is an absolutely phenomenal understanding in terms of how it affects metabolism, cancer, and everything else. And so what's interesting about that is life extension. Notice they actually had a publication that talked a lot about AMP kinase, and they have an AMP kinase product, an AMP kinase activator. Interestingly, it doesn't have, I think it has some sort of extract in it, plant extract, but interestingly, it doesn't talk about delphinidins again or polyphenols, because polyphenols actually generate, are the best generator of AMP kinase that's out there. And so the fact that Sella AMP kinase activator that doesn't have the powerhouse, which is the delphinidin, amazes me. It amazes me that you are a life extension, inferring that you're kind of pseudo anti-aging publication, yet you don't understand that. And this is what I mean by the understanding. It amazes me that Barry Sears, because of, I think, my ability to understand his understanding, allow myself to do this. What movie is that from? Got it. Anyway, so the understanding that Barry Sears has this, not just, I mean, just out of this world ability to look and understand, this is driven, I mean, just clear as mud. I mean, clear as day to him, clear as mud to everybody else, and they grab onto one thing and, again, apply strategy that may already, again, be, A, handled by something else and be part of something else, like the diet. So kind of recap that. I mean, you eat an anti-inflammatory diet packed with as many good polyphenols as possible. By anti-inflammatory, I mean proportioned protein, carbohydrate, fat, and the least amount of calories that your body needs, and then packed with as many polyphenols and hopefully the best polyphenols. So low glycemic, good proteins, good fat, and packed full of polyphenols. And that would be the diet. Now they've got, though, now they've got products that now are low-calorie, molecularly baked, which means proteins and carbohydrates are cross-linked, and so it can get your lower gut, turn off your brain. That's how your body's supposed to work. Most foods don't do that because we don't eat how our body's supposed to work. But when you take it, you know, when you take the diet as a whole and you look at some of the products that are out there, you see what this guy's done. Once again, you have the understanding that it's correct and that's the way to go about this. It starts, it should ring a bell, especially if you were a genius or intelligent like the people left, essentially I'm assuming are. But again, I've noticed, and I guess this is what I'm trying to say, I've noticed certain people go about knowing or affecting an outcome by identifying all the pieces and then handling all the pieces as if it's a checklist. But what I believe is actually driven by proportionately the higher level causes, which then lead to the lower level impacts and reactions from the higher level cause. So insulin being one of those higher level causes, leading to inflammation and then oxidation, glycation, all in from a bad diet, inflammatory, oxidative, glycated diet. Fix that first, and then we have lower insulin, lower, or appropriate insulin, appropriate glucagon, and appropriate cortisol, and then you're also modulating your carcinoids. So just through that one dietary approach alone, boom, you've already made huge hormonal changes, enzymatic changes, and that's then leading down the pathways to, let's say, all the way down to transcription factors, and then all the way, and then from there, expressionatory. But you don't skip over, like it did in the article, the transcription factors to the expression, because it's the transcription factors being driven by nutrients that are leading to that expression, that genetic expression. So it's not good enough to say, oh, there's some polyphenols and then there's a positive genetic expression. That's okay in terms of a generalized conversation, but not okay when you're trying to prove out something, because it's very important to know what the transcription factors are. So NF kappa B, very important. And I know that Black Extension writes articles, they know what NF kappa B is, but it's not like the polyphenol just skip past that. So in this case, again, you know, for example, on the superoxide dismutase, I was triggered by NRF2, which was activated by the polyphenol. It also delphinins in high enough dosages, which is really, really impressive, actually inhibit NF-kappa-B. Even higher dosages, they lead to increased AMP kinase. But it's important to know by how much. Because at a certain level, let's say 0 to 150 milligrams of delphinidins, you get some antioxidant benefit. From 150 to 300, you get anti-inflammatory, which is great because a lot of polyphenols do not have anti-inflammatory benefit, and you also need them at higher dosages. 300 and above leads to anti-aging benefit. So that's why it's important to know, so you're not just guessing about, oh, I'm taking some blueberries. Yeah, you'll get some, you know, quote-unquote anti-aging benefits from the anti-inflammation and antioxidation, but we're talking additional above and beyond. That's why it's important to know. It's important to know that they're not just blueberries and anthocyanins. It's important to know that it's delphinidins, and that comes in different ways of extremely bitter chocolate, red wine, and now through these extracts coming from Chile, Patagonian region, and purified into a pill that researchers call Maki RX. Now, here's the point. If this studies that they have done are true, which all indications they are, I think it was three separate animal studies that led to this increased longevity, then in theory, that Maki product that Barry has, it's just hands down by far. So that's why it's important to know what delphinidins, and again, not just stems and the seeds and the anthocyanins, etc. In fact, it's probably better without the stems and the seeds, all the non-polyphenic material, and only leaving the polyphenol material, then in supplement itself, so that now you have a purified way to get no sugar, no non-polyphenol, just the polyphenol itself. Kind of similar to the new fish oil product we've got, which is, by the way, obviously the purest on the planet, but it's got some sesame. So again, going to transcription factors, again, reducing NF-kappa B, turning up PPAR gamma, which then leads to fat burning, et cetera, et cetera. So again, all of these supplements, these own lab cells, are purified and isolated down to the very most important things to then affect those transcription factors, those genetic switches that lead to, you know, the greater good of anti-aging and wellness. So instead of going the calorie restriction route of deprivation, why not do the zone? And by the way, you'll be healthier because you'll get blood sugar when you need it. You'll have calories when you need it. Instead of tearing down tissue, you get ATP, ATP being the energy you need. And then you're taking the high dose, high grade, you know, cool stuff like the Maki RX. And so thereby bypassing some generalized blueberry extract that has less delphinidins and more non-polyphenol. So, I mean, you see when you start delineating down how genius Barry Sears was and is. And by the way, he just went to Chile and looked at what he called Maki fields forever, where they're now growing fields of these Maki because they're realizing how powerful the Maki is. And that's where the science has progressed, yet we're still looking at fugly, ugly blueberries and some sort of calorie restriction and then some sort of crappy product that semi-resembles what they did in the studies. Instead of knowing exactly what happened and then enhancing that by making a more powerful product, which then in theory would lead to even greater gains. So it's knowing in advance versus studying and then trying to replicate as you go. I would use the analogy, there was no constitution before the United States, didn't need a study, but it was crafted so well in proportion and balance that it yielded what it did. Now, that doesn't mean it's infallible. Of course, we're seeing that now, but it means that better the formula, the better while it's there, the better it does. And that's the zone. That's the zone science. Puts all this together. So I just thought it was interesting to kind of go into the whole Rick Rosner article. Just give you some examples of what I mean. What the cool word now is. Examples. I'm going to say that tomorrow. And I got some examples for you. All right. So talked about a lot of things. Let me just go, instead of going through what he said, one interesting thing was he talked about coffee. He said, coffee, Rick Rosner said, in recent years you started drinking coffee every day for what benefits? And then Mr. Rosner said, coffee is the only brain drug that shows me on a daily basis by show, I'm assuming he means has an impact on them, and it works. So they started drinking coffee about 2.5 years ago. Now I can work straight through the day with little fatigue. Coffee doesn't make me smarter. It makes me chattier, helpful, or yelling out jokes. So, funny guy. I know he's just trying to, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek it, make light of it, and have a good time. But the truth is, how does he know that coffee doesn't make him smart? In fact, he probably thinks it's the caffeine, but it's not. It's the polyphenols. And polyphenols arguably do make you smarter. Why? Because they deliver anti-inflammatory benefits, antioxidant benefits, which is going to lead to more blood flow. So it could be, obviously, I believe, for sure, it's declining. It's slowing the decline. And so the climate makes you smarter than you would have been without it. And again, I think what it does, though, is it shows the lack of understanding of polyphenols, because unless polyphenols are mentioned as anti-inflammatory, an AMP case generator, and maybe that's part of the trick. Maybe it's easier to sell things separately than polyphenols, and of course, I'm sure it is, but if you cared and you were doing it for yourself, you would then load up on the polyphenols, reduce these other things, not only to save, not only because it's the right thing to do and get better, you know, well benefits, but you'd save money. Because, again, it's knowing what something does versus chasing after the 20 other things that maybe just slightly do something, you know, some sort of benefit for that specific pathway or mode of action. And that's why I thought this was interesting that he said that, because, you know, coffee is a great polyphenol to drink every day. And it definitely probably does make you smarter. So on to his, I guess, what he calls his regimen. So his comprehensive supplement regimen. So he goes through it, and I'm not going to read through all of these, but I kind of had highlighted a few. You're talking about curcumin, calls it an anti-inflammatory, and may reduce incidence of cancer. Well, it is an anti-inflammatory, and it does reduce that. And again, So not that that's a bad thing to take, but I would probably take more highly purified fish oil. Now he does say here, he does take omega-3 fish oil capsules because it's an essential brain food. Okay, it's more than an essential brain food. The fact that he says curcumin is anti-inflammatory confuses me, because EPA is the stronger anti-inflammatory, the better anti-inflammatory fat that you would take. So why even take curcumin? Why don't you take higher doses of really clean fish oil? So obviously does not know there. Again, he's not an expert in the field, I understand. But again, I mean, if you look at what he does here, he takes the AMPA activator, but doesn't say he takes, say, a maki extract. Wow. That's pretty impressive there that you don't take something that's much, much better for you, in my opinion. Okay. I take all the different vitamins or whatever. I don't really care there. I mean, that's great, but I mean, that's kind of support versus lots of benefits above and beyond, let's say, what a high-grade fish oil or a highly purified polyphenol would do. Got the dolphin in it again. So anyway, just thought it was interesting going down the list, and especially when you talk about omega-3 and put it in the list with everything else, and not saying high dose omega-3, and also not saying highly refined omega-3s, makes me worry that you are just throwing shit against the wall trying to make it stick. Clearly, what this list is. So, which leads me to the point I wanted to make when I set up the show. We talk about genius. I remember back in my logic course, people would always use the example of the genius. Well, you think this, but a genius thinks that, so how do you reconcile? Well, and again, understanding and recognizing that intelligence is something different than knowledge. And also, certain people just have the ability to know. And who's to say that, Rick Rosner, for example, is more intelligent than Barry Sears? Well, of course, Barry Sears is a biochemist, thought a lot about it, and it really does take that in-depth understanding and look-see at what's really happening, what's really driving what, versus, okay, here's like the military approach. Here's all my enemies, and I'm going to get a weapon for each one of them, really, which is what he's done. Now, granted, that's an okay strategy, but he might find that one weapon, well, it's drop a nuclear bomb. Why go after all the different, tactics when you just take a bunch of high-grade fish oil and polyphenols, and boom, save more money, get better effect, live longer, happier, healthier, not taking all these pills like a fool, continually expanding, kind of like the Fed. Here's a good analogy. So the Fed stimulates, right? Why? Why stimulate? What's that? To quote unquote save the economy? All you do is create more overhang. And by the way, I thought liberals hated excess because it led to global warming and environmental, but the truth is it's about socialism, and we all know that, unless you're a fool. But the point is, you stimulate all of a sudden, you get all this overhang, when the truth is it wants to clean out and bring out better stuff. So all you did was shotgun more houses, more cars, more demand for consumer products. You didn't need any of them for fun, really. You probably could have done other things and got a better, healthier benefit, which is called cleaning up the overhang so that when you come, you're off. Might not have been the best analogy, but again, it's more the shotgun approach versus the deep geometric spatial understanding of what's going on. Eric Sears has that solution. So zonehealthcoach.com/products. This show is having an impact. I'm noticing sales going up. Those products from Barry Sears are bar none. Hands down. Anyway, so thanks for joining the show. And I hope you all understand what I'm saying. Read the book Mediterranean Zone and tell me you don't understand it. Tell me you don't walk away going, wow, this is the prescription. And getting probably hopefully saving a lot of money, chasing all these different things, taking vitamins as a support, taking polyphenols and fish oil as your primary, and getting some zone foods to keep you full, keep you on a calorie-restricted diet. That is the prescription. And thank God for Barry Sears. Adios, all.